feeling the softness of the breath falling out of the body and falling into the body. Feeling how much of the body is involved in those waves of movement as breath falls out and breath falls in. Feeling the lungs in the front of the chest, the back of the chest, under the arms, wrapped around the heart, supporting the shoulders. As they float open and closed. Feeling the breath move the body like the waves of the sea washing up on sand and falling away again. And then feeling the body moving the breath. Like the wind moving the water. The wind, the earth, and the moon pulling on the water, the breath. Being pulled into flow by mysterious forces in the body. Feeling the breath in the back and especially the spine. Opening the spine to the breathing. Feeling a little wave of movement traveling up and down the spine with each breath, with each half breath. And just feeling how much of the spine receives and passes on that wave of movement from the breathing. And then just feeling the body as a whole, as an entire thing. And just noticing how far the waves of the breath travel through the body. And then tuning into the heart, the physical heart, just feeling its rhythm. A faster rhythm that's wrapped in the embrace of the rhythm of the lungs. Tuning in to feel the physical opening and closing of the physical heart. And being open to other aspects, other ways of feeling the heart as well. Maybe we can also feel some of the electricity that helps the heart to move, the electrical impulses. Maybe we can feel some of the movement of the blood moving away from the heart, or the way that the blood moves right around to feed the heart itself. First things first. And the blood that's coming into the heart. Maybe we can just feel how much of that network of pulsing lifeblood we can feel through the body. Spreading out from the physical heart. Just to be open to the blood flow. To and from the heart. Not trying too hard to feel these very fine physical sensations, just being open to those details and the possibility of feeling them. And just feeling in how much of the body you can feel the pulse directed by the pulse of the heart. The physicality of that, and maybe the electricity and the flow. Or maybe not. And now tuning into the whole body and really letting it sink into the floor in whatever posture you are. Letting the body happily be received by the earth, by the cushions, by the ground, by the earth. And playfully, through actual feeling or through imagination, tuning into just the whole body as a group of living cells, tuning into the cells themselves. No matter what kind of cell they are, skin or blood or bone, brain, muscle, just tuning into the cellness. So playing with this idea that the body is made up of cells and letting that idea open us to our capacity to actually feel just the cells as cells. Not the cells busy doing their specific job, but just the life as cell and feeling their own rhythm, the cellular breathing. Being open to feel this tiny little movement in these millions of cells, opening and closing. Letting go and receiving. Like countless little flowers opening to the sun and closing for the nighttime. Another rhythm that's not the breathing and not the heart. Moving the blood. Maybe we feel a kind of aliveness or tingling or buzzing. Maybe we can just rest back and see if we're out of the way. Can feel the cells opening and letting go to receive what is needed. So coming back again and again to just this wide open field of attention or feeling or receptivity, open to the whole field called body. The tiny movements or buzzing or opening and closing or breathing of the cells. Feeling the brain cells as physical, living things. In the same family as the bone or the marrow or the blood cells. In the same family as the cells of trees and frogs and leopards and ants. In the same family as the first cell ever. These ancient, tiny mysteries, channeling life into form. And we have the possibility, we could consider the possibility of just bathing the cells in love. maybe without activating the thinking much, just trying to find an atmosphere of love and letting this field of cells, where it's hard to know what is up and what is down, letting that bathe in the atmosphere of okayness, forgiveness, kindness. Exquisite love that does not need to be earned. And then, if you wish, very gently starting to gather your focus into your belly. As if the belly is the center of the universe. A center in this mass of cells. If you wish to play this game, we can imagine breathing in and out through the belly. If there happens to be an atmosphere of love, then maybe that's what you're breathing in. But it's also enough just to play with the feeling of breathing in through the belly and out through the belly. Imagining that the breath, or feeling the breath filling gradually the trunk of the body and the limbs, the head, so maybe starting with the two arms. Let the out-breath empty the arms down into the belly and out the belly. And let the in-breath fill the trunk of the body and out through the branches of the arms. And then we can play with breathing out the legs, out the belly, and breathing in through the belly, filling the legs. With breath or with this atmosphere of love, if that's available. Connecting belly and legs. With an imagined breath. And then if it's possible to include the two legs and the head. Kind of inviting the feeling of being like a starfish who has its mouth in the middle of the body. Breathing into the limbs as if the head were another limb, another arm or leg. Just playing with breathing in whatever is needed, maybe lightness. Gentleness. Laughter. Steadiness, whatever it might be. Or just breathing and connecting. And play with breathing into the left leg and the right arm, and breathing out through the belly. Breathing in through the belly, filling the left leg and the right arm. Bathing those cells with breath or connection. Or with what is needed just now. Maybe freedom. Maybe okayness or at-homeness. And then the left arm and the right leg. Noticing which parts are harder to feel. But not letting that stop your flow, not letting the noticing stop the flow. And then really relaxing back. And just for a few breaths, seeing if you can breathe in through the belly and fill all of the limbs, the arms, the legs, and also the head and the tail of the spine as well, as if that's another limb. As if you're a floating starfish. Floating in love. Flowing connection. And maybe it's possible to lose a sense of boundary, breathing in the air that was outside, letting that in and letting it back out. The atmosphere that was outside the cells, going into the cells and coming back out. The connection that was for the whole body field. Just open. To the space within which body is happening. And maybe open to this space within which all of these cells of all of these people in this room, or all of these creatures on this hill, are dancing. And if it's helpful, it can continue with the breath coming in the belly, spreading out, filling. And then breathing out through the belly, spreading out and filling the space. Maybe letting the inner and the outer space mix together. As if when we breathe in, the breath comes so much through the whole body into the extremities that it can just pass through the skin. The breath could come in and through. And then the out breath could come out and radiate out softly. Not in a race. Not in a race to fill the room. Not in a race to fill the body. And then just having the last 8 or 9 minutes of the meditation to continue in whatever way you wish, what feels appropriate to you.